consumer reading or hearing or listening to, I think I'll go home, you know, put my teeth and tongue back in the right place on these one of those mornings. There should have been a phrase that you know very well. It's been said week by week in our communion service. And the one thing I do love about the Church of England services is there's so much scripture wrapped up in what we say and what we do. And these words come in that prayer before we come to receive communion. So hopefully when we get to that point, you will tweak, yes, Mark's Gospel. And the words are, not fit even to eat the crumbs under your table. Not even fit to eat the crumbs under your table. I do love the readings for today. I can struggle with them, and sometimes I don't come up with any answers. I mean, I'm not sure how I would feel if people close to me were called children and I was called a dog. But we don't always know the full context of where Jesus was speaking. What we do know, he was actually in Samaria, he was outside of Galilee. And he had gone there for some peace and quiet. And this Syrophoenician woman came because she believed and had the faith that Jesus could change her daughter's life. He could heal her daughter. But Jesus didn't make it easy for her. He said, why should I? Because he was very much preaching and teaching to the Jewish people at that time. So why should he heal somebody who was not a Jew? And there's been all sorts of questions and marks about this, but sometimes we have to take things at face value, not knowing, can't always get our head around it. But what I do know is that it is a reminder just how great people's faith are. People often who don't come to church, who we wouldn't perhaps even consider as Christians, for so many, their faith is spot on. They're beneath them trusting God. And the other thing that reminds us is that Jesus' love, God's love, his saving grace is there for everyone. Not just us here, but right across the world, Western, the area, the country, the world. And sometimes we forget that. And that's the reminder we get in James' Gospel. And it's that contrast between this first one, where the woman had to sort of say, yes, I believe you can do it, I know you can, to that second one, when he'd gone back to where he was before. And people came and begged him to heal, restore hearing and speech to a man. And Jesus just took the person aside and healed him. But we hear it so often in Mark's Gospels and the other Gospels, that bit about do not go and tell anyone else. And what do you do when you've got good news? You share it, left, right and centre, don't you? But it's also just a reminder to me sometimes when we walk because of God, when we know he's calling us in a certain direction, either individually or as a body of his people, that sometimes we have to walk step by step and not leap. And as you will know from what you heard from James' Gospel, it's very much a reminder of the two greatest commandments. To love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, basically everything we've got, our whole body, loving God and responding. And to love others as ourselves. And that's sometimes one of the biggest challenges. It's that bit where we struggle perhaps to get on with somebody. Or, I love that bit in James where it sort of says, well, if somebody comes in smartly dressed, looking wealthy, looking rich, that sort of person, it's very easy to sort of say, oh yes, come and have a seat, it's the best one. And if somebody we're not sure about, perhaps they rushed out to get to church because they wanted to come and they haven't washed and they've got their old holy jeans on. I mean, holy for H-O-L-E. We might say, yes, there's a nice seat at the back. I'm sure none of us ever do it. And I'm sure none of us ever think of doing things like that or choosing who we sit by carefully when we're on public transport. And a challenge for me on public transport, and I guess for most of us, is that sometimes we have to sort of say, as we reminded last week, that we are God's special gift. We are made in His image. Everybody's made in His image. And sometimes we have to say, yes, I'm going to sit there, because that person is one of God's children, like me. And sometimes it's amazing what conversations come out. But what struck me with all the passages is very much rooted in prayer. The challenge to James about living out our faith is about praying and living it out. The woman, in the sense of prayer, is coming to Jesus. The man's friends were coming in prayer. And prayer comes in all sorts of ways. And there's so many examples right across the Bible. And there's no right and there's no wrong. Often, usually on a Sunday, we're slightly more formal, but it doesn't matter. Read the Psalms. You know, the way some of the psalmists speak to God from the agony and depth of their hearts, asking Him questions. And last weekend, in Sunday evening, for our time of prayer and reflection, we had various prayer stations around. And it was an opportunity to take time to reflect and to discover new ways of thinking and talking to God. And it's also we had that because we wanted to link in to the diocesan wave of prayer, which was Friday night to yesterday evening, and it's the only way we could do it in terms of resources. I'll say a little bit more about that when we come down to sessions. But one of the things that I loved last week, I would ask my two friends to come up, please, from the back. Because it's so relaxing, so enjoyable. You can go over there. And they're going to blow some bubbles, I hope. They come out different shades, different sizes. Some vanish completely, some hang around. And what quite a few of you noticed last weekend was that so many of them just rested for a while. Before they Thank you very much. Could I put back my bubbles, please? But just enjoy them as they come round. And Paul, you did want to carpet clean, didn't you? But they're just resting on the carpet. And sometimes we expect God to give us instant responses, don't we? But sometimes it's a case of waiting. Waiting in God's presence. And that's the joy of the bubbles. The variety of ways we can come to God in prayer. In all sorts of situations. Giving thanks for the good things, the colours, the seasons, the things we find difficult. A new one, we didn't actually do it in this format. But it's still just the right weather for it. And hopefully last couple of days, you all have your welly boots on when you've been going out. When you come to a nice big puddle, what do? Jump in, of course. Well, if you haven't grown up in heart. Because certainly when I was growing up, it was one of the great things, wasn't it? Just jumping in the puddles. And you can watch the ripples go out, can't you? And that is another the thing we don't always recognise in terms of prayer. That our lives are changed as we talk to God. One-to-one, in groups, like together in the morning. And it doesn't always matter what we say. If you let me make your way back to back, that'd be great. Thank you so much. But when we're jumping into the puddle, the ripples start going outwards, don't they? And our prayers start from you, from us, and me, and they go outwards. And we don't always know what impact they're going to have on people. I think I must have stopped you entering the bubbles. But there's something lovely about bubbles, isn't there?
There is.
If anybody wants to play afterwards, feel free to do so. But just remember, the bubbles go up, the bubbles go across, the bubbles eventually burst, some of them stay a bit longer, but there are prayers that go quickly, slowly, take time. God always wants the best for us because we're created in His image. And as we jump in that pond, sorry, I've got to say that puddle. I think I have jumped in a pond before now, but that's another story. The ripples go out, my prayers go out to encompass us. We might never know the difference that God will make. We just need to pray and allow God in our relationship here, not only to change us, to become more like Him and grow like Him in love, but that love reaches out to all. So may each of us, in however we pray, whether it's a fun way, the bubbles, whether we just sit silently, perhaps before a candle, or just silently, or walking, or whatever, or just sit on the bus, on the train, whatever. Just like God, your thoughts to get in tune with God. It's a growing relationship. We become more like Him. And as we do, we are changed as individuals and as a body of His people. And prayer makes a difference. It's a bit like, you know, how you chat to your best friend, your partner, isn't it? Most of the time you're fairly polite, but occasionally you probably let rip, or raise your voice a bit. But that's part of it, isn't it? It's sharing our emotions with God as well. So may God just encourage us in our prayer.